Again, we have a wonderful opportunity to continue to celebrate the incarnation, the birth of Jesus, and today in a special way, a baptism as we honor the Holy Family. And yesterday and today, in thinking, I want to pose a couple questions that might help us just think about the Holy Family, but about our own families, and about this mystery of Jesus coming in the flesh to be like us in all things but sin. But one question I have is, do you think Jesus ever spilled his milk? Or to think that, did Joseph and Mary maybe have a simple disagreement? Those are just two simple questions that remind us about not only that they were God's holy people, but they were human, but also divine. But one of the great gifts they had were truly they were not only blessed, but infused with this divine gift of power and grace and love that was magnificent, and they revealed that to the world. As we listen this weekend to the scriptures, they remind us of a couple things. And so one is about how does a family become holy? And so in the first reading today from the book of Sirach, one of the Old Testament books, we really maybe receive or hear an exposition of the fourth commandment, honor thy father and mother. So it talks about honoring our parents, whether we're young, and then obviously to know that at times we then have to be caretakers of our parents as life and the cycle continues. And then also about the concept of obedience and fidelity, that these are trademarks, also the Holy Family. In addition, we could think of even St. Paul in the second reading that gives us this marvelous list of great virtues and traits, kindness, gentleness, patience. You know, even to think that maybe Jesus as a young boy, once he grew up, that he didn't like to wear his outfits once in a while, you know, but yet he was invited to put on the robe that God had given him to be the Savior, to be the Son of God. The gospel is a continuation of really the vigil mass that we heard on Christmas Eve. We know that Jesus gives birth and different people come to honor, and then right away in a dream it says the Magi had departed, and then Joseph was warned to take Mary and the child to Egypt because of Herod, who wanted to kill or was intimidated by Jesus. And so we hear this challenge, this struggle, that they had to leave and really become refugees in a foreign land to spare their own lives. And yet with faith and trust in God, they fulfilled that plan. But maybe their early years of journeying is a reminder to us about the journey of faith. And then also with it is this journey of God who's with us. And then finally at the end, they end in Nazareth, which becomes an important place where they not only call home, but it becomes a residence and a school for Jesus and the family. And there's three traits that maybe we can reflect with together about the Holy Family as they finally were settled in Nazareth. The first one is maybe the silence of Mary, the woman of peace, the woman of surrender, the one who is receptive to the Word of God. And to think of sometimes that necessity of silence in our own lives and our own family is necessary. Sometimes to say nothing rather than to engage in an argument that's maybe not fruitful. We can also think about the gift of family life, that holiness is a community of love, sharing, and yet in engaging in service. And to think of how Jesus and the whole family were engaged in this process. Even St. John Paul II said, the history of mankind, the history of salvation, passes by the way of the family. The family is placed at the center of the great struggle between good and evil, between life and death, between love and all that is opposed to love. And somehow this gift of family life that the Holy Family resembles reminds us that maybe it's not perfect, but somehow the perfection of God unfolds. And then we think of also Joseph in Nazareth revealing the home of a craftsman, a man of prayer, one of discipline, especially of work, fidelity to one's dignity and the values that God implants within the soul. And so together, Joseph and Mary, along with Jesus, you know, continue to allow this gift of the family to unfold that brought us life, salvation, redemption. And so today, even as we pray and gather as God's family, we know that the success of society depends on the health of even human families. And thus it's so essential to not only be together at times, but to support one another, to pray with one another, and sometimes to help one another. But even here, it's an opportunity for us to celebrate the importance of another family, even our faith, our own faith community, our parish community here at St. Pius X, where together we discover that we are truly God's children, just like this young child who will be baptized, how she will be recognized truly as chosen by God after she's baptized and anointed. And to think of the challenge and yet the gift to love God and one another, and then to continually unfold and learn more about the values that lead us to God's kingdom and eternal life. Yes, our faith community is important, as well as our family of origin. And then lastly, to think of the ways that families can also be nourished around the table, to not only share food, but to listen to one another, to spend time with one another, and know that somehow wisdom and knowledge and virtue are somehow passed on and modeled. But for us, even today, as we come in prayer, that we also come to God's table, where we know that we can be nourished and strengthened to imitate the Holy Family and to grow then in likeness of word and deed, of joy and strength, of hope, all encompassed with the divine gift of faith. And so may the Holy Family inspire us, but also help us know the truth that their life together as a family was holy and at times messy, beautiful and uncertain, disappointing and joyful, and yet they trusted in God and were nourished and strengthened and protected. May God help us on the journey of faith, where we too may strive as best we can to imitate the family and follow them towards God's kingdom.